From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is turning his attention back to the economy today. NPR's Mara Liasson reports the president is en route to Columbus, Ohio, where he'll be meeting with workers at a road project being funded by the administration's Economic Recovery Act.
The president wants to convince Americans that the Recovery Act is creating jobs. And when he appears at the corner of East Livingston and Parsons Avenues in Columbus today, he'll mark the groundbreaking of the 10,000th Recovery Act road project. Yesterday at the White House, Vice President Joe Biden said the Recovery Act is creating and saving jobs.
We're going to find out every month whether the American people feel better about their circumstance, feel more secure in the job they have, feel more hopeful about getting a job.
But the White House is battling a perception that the Recovery Act hasn't helped enough or been able to bring down the unemployment rate, which is still stuck at just under 10%. Mara Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
Work crews are cleaning up from the worst flooding in southern France in nearly two centuries. Anita Elash reports at least 25 people are known dead and more than a dozen others are still missing.
More than 1,400 people were airlifted to safety and 2,000 are still in shelters. Roads and some shops have reopened, but thousands are still without basic services such as telephones or electricity. And although drinking water is now available, authorities are telling people to use it sparingly. The equivalent of about 6 months of rain fell on the Var region in the Côte d'Azur within a few hours on Tuesday, causing flash floods in the hills above the Mediterranean. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.
Minnesota's governor is checking out damage from tornadoes that hit part of his state, killing at least three people. Erica Keppers is a nurse in Wadena, one of the hardest hit towns.
Huge trees down, houses down. Yeah, it was kind of like a war zone here for a while.
The twister tore all the trees out of one area in its path. BP's chief executive Tony Hayward may have survived a grilling on Capitol Hill yesterday, but his statements about the oil spill did not win over many Gulf Coast residents, including Russ Barkhurst, who runs a charter fishing boat in Louisiana.
I think he's got a passe approach on this. You know, this is just a little bump in the road, and Louisiana's sacrificial, and it's not.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal is pushing the government and BP to deploy more barges that are fitted with oil vacuums.
There's got to be a greater sense of urgency. People need to understand every minute this heavy oil is out there in that marsh, that means more of that grass is down, that means more of this marine life is being exposed to it, and this works.
The oil vacuuming barges are operating again today after being shut down by the Coast Guard for 24 hours for inspection. Stocks have moved into higher territory on Wall Street. The Dow Industrial is now up 48 points at 10,483. The NASDAQ Composite Index is up 14. The S&P 500 up 4 points. This is NPR News from Washington. South Carolina's Democratic Party has upheld the surprising primary victory by an unemployed military veteran running for U.S. Senate. NPR's Don Gagne reports the party has dismissed an effort to keep the winner, Alvin Green, off the ballot this fall.
The ruling means Green's journey as the nation's most unlikely major party candidate for U.S. Senate continues. The loser in last week's primary was the frontrunner, a former state legislator named Vic Rawl. When he lost to Green, it was a major shock. Green is an unemployed Army veteran. He'd run no campaign, set up no office, didn't have a campaign phone. He somehow came up with $10,000 to put his name on the ballot. Some Democrats said it was a Republican plot. In a four-hour hearing yesterday, Rawl's lawyer had experts testify that the vote was the result of either voting machine error or perhaps fraud, though no specific charge was leveled. Rawl asked for the vote to be overturned and a new election held. Absent hard evidence, though, the committee said the election should stand. Don Gagne, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.
The Los Angeles Lakers have repeated as NBA champions, but it wasn't easy. The Lakers had to come from behind in the fourth quarter to edge the Boston Celtics 83-79. Lakers coach Phil Jackson says the comeback made the win all the more rewarding.
To have put in 114 games and coming out this way at the end, there's a certain sense of gratification, and that's what I have to believe in.
The Lakers' Kobe Bryant was the series MVP.
USA!
The sound of fans chanting for the U.S. team at the start of their game at the World Cup soccer competition today. The U.S. trails Slovenia, though, 2-0 at the start of the second half. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.